advocacy is not a one-day venture. It's something that needs to happen year-round. So we encourage all of our members, we encourage everyone listening to the podcast, reach out to your local policymakers, really help them understand our industry and what our industry brings, what our industry means to you. So our theme for GMID this year is Meetings Matter. And so what do meetings matter to you is something that I would encourage everyone to stress to their policymakers, because advocacy is not a one-day thing.
Great events create great brands. But pulling off an event that engages, excites, and connects audiences? Well, that takes a village. And we're that village. My name is Alyssa.
I'm Paulina.
I'm Rachel.
And I'm Felicia.
And you're listening to Great Events, the podcast for all event enthusiasts, creators, and innovators in the world of events and marketing.
Hello, everyone. What is going on in this wide, wide world of events? My name is Rachel, and I am your host for this week's episode. And of course, joined by my second favorite, just kidding, my favorite co-host, Felicia Sadu. Hi, Felicia.
Hi, how you doing today?
Oh, great. Just ready for another episode of Great Events. We are celebrating Global Meetings Industry Day one day early. Global Meetings Industry Day is tomorrow, April 11th, but our podcast is today on April 10th. Meetings obviously matter for a lot of different reasons, and our industry is really great about bringing attention to that and celebrating Global Meetings Industry Day, which is an international day of advocacy, showcasing the value of that meetings and events and travel bring, which we thought could be a great opportunity to bring on my dear friend, Ishma Hader. She is the new VP of Group Travel at the U.S. Travel Association. Welcome, Ishma.
Thank you for having me. I've been a longtime listener, and I'm so thrilled to be joining you all today.
Well, we are happy you are here with us, and we're excited to hear all the things travel and events and learn a lot more about the U.S. Travel Association, which a lot of people know about through brands. I don't know if they know about all the cool things that you're doing.
Probably not. My role's so new. So I'm the new VP of Group Travel. So it's probably a lot for us to talk about here.
Yeah, we got a lot of good stuff. Ishma and I have known each other for a long time. We worked together back when Ishma was at Caesars Entertainment, getting to know each other through planning CVET Connect, but then also when you moved on to Visit Orlando, just having fun chats about will we, won't we move it out of Vegas, obviously.
I was pleased to hear the news when you moved to San Antonio. I think I was one of the first people, Rachel, that you told. So I was thrilled to hear that news. And then working with you and the team to plan CVET Connect and bring that to Caesars Entertainment, it's always been a special moment for me.
Oh yeah, we had a lot of fun. Let's dive in there. Let's talk about you for a second, and then we'll talk about your company. Let's start with the fun stuff of your career journey. Why don't you tell our listeners, let's just give them some backstory of your career journey and how you came from a DMO or even the hotel space to a DMO to then travel association space.
Rachel, I think so many of us in this industry, I fell into this by accident. I didn't know this was an industry. I didn't know this was the career path that I was going to take. So I started off in advertising. I was an advertising agency girl, so I worked on major brands like Carfax, Pet Boys, and moved to Las Vegas to join Caesars Entertainment, and had an opportunity to meet Mike Massari and Raina Hirschdorfer. And those of you who have met them know what incredible personalities they are, and I never looked back. You can say the rest was history. So I joined the national events marketing team for Caesars Entertainment, and I was there for 8 years working on all their marketing material, and I was lucky enough that I got to work on Harrah's Waterfront Conference Center in Atlantic City and open up that facility, and then also open up Caesars Forum in Las Vegas, which was just a pivotal property in the meeting space. And I got to learn the meetings industry from some of the greatest mentors alive, I would say, in the meeting space. Mike Massari, Raina Hirschdorfer, Lisa Messina, Kelly Smith. These were just all mentors of mine that I was so lucky just to pick up on the meetings industry just by being in the same room by them. So I started off my career at Caesars Entertainment, and then my journey led me to Visit Orlando. So I was with Caesars for 8 years, and then I joined Visit Orlando at the height of the pandemic, March 2020, I decided to move cross-country and start a new job. I moved cross-country with my family. I was able to join Visit Orlando, and just working at the DMO space was an incredible experience. The best piece of feedback I got when I joined Visit Orlando was, you're going to be in a fishbowl. And everyone is going to look at every decision you make. And man, were they right? Because it was a different experience than Caesars Entertainment, where we're a corporate business. We're wining and dining people at Nobu and ordering the best of the best. We have Giada popping in for our events. And at Visit Orlando, it was very, it's taxpayer tax dollars, and you're in a fishbowl. Everyone really is questioning and looking at every decision you make. But what an experience to work at Visit Orlando. I was able to launch a new brand, Unbelievably Real. It's a brand, Rachel and Felicia, that carries over through all the different verticals within travel. So Unbelievably Real is used in both group travel, leisure, and international. But the interesting part is that it speaks to each traveler differently. And that was really Cassandra Amate's vision when she joined as a CEO for Visit Orlando. So I had the opportunity to work with Cassandra, Mike Waterman, Danielle Hollander, our CMO at Visit Orlando, and Stephanie Nagley. And it was just an incredible experience. And I was not looking for my new venture. And just as life plans it, the new venture came about through U.S. Travel Association. And I get to work with some brilliant minds like Jeff Freeman, Ellen Davis, Tori Barnes, and Delisa Schwartz, and just the incredible team we have here that is just so passionate about travel.
I love hearing that journey to VP. And I love the fact that you started with, I fell into this and now I'm the VP.
I mean, I drank the meetings industry Kool-Aid. I truly believe in the value that face-to-face meetings provide. And there is no looking back for me.
I love it. She just dropped so many hard-hitting names without even missing a beat. You are learning from the best of the best, but also you're the best of the best. So I'm glad that they saw that in you and you're on your journey at U.S. Travel Association. So speaking of, let's tell our listeners what your association is and does. Take us through what the U.S. Travel Association actually does.
Thank you. The U.S. Travel Association, we're a national nonprofit representing all components of the U.S. travel industry. As the united voice of the industry, U.S. travel prioritizes high-impact issues that matter most to our collective membership. We not only identify the industry's biggest opportunities and challenges, but also develop the messages and actions to propel the industry forward. We engage with our members by providing them with tools, research, and resources needed to influence change with policymakers and the community at large.
I feel like there's so many different things. If you go to the U.S. Travel Association website, for me, when I think of the U.S. Travel Association, I think of advocacy. I think of IPW. I think of some of the events that you all do, but I don't think I think of it as a membership organization. So before we get into advocacy, can you talk a little bit more about if members join, what are they joining for? I'm assuming education, because most associations, that's their main bread and butter. But what, from your perspective, is that why they join?
It's funny you bring that up, Rachel. I was at a speaking engagement recently in San Francisco, and I asked that question. I said, what do you think the U.S. Travel Association is? Right, I'm a blank sheet of paper. I just started. What do you think we do? And overwhelmingly, there were like 75 people in that crowd. They were like, you're our advocacy arm. And I was like, yes, but we're so much more. So we're not your one-trick pony. Advocacy is something we're very good at. We're very strong at. But we are a membership organization at our core. So with us, it's our members are everything to us. We listen to our members, and then we try to find those themes that are prevalent amongst all our members so that we can provide resources to help them be smarter in their business. So whether that's through research, which we know research has to be our calling card at U.S. Travel, and we just hired a new VP of research, Josh Friedlander. So whether it's through our research, whether it's through our content, providing turnkey graphics and messaging that our members can use, or through our advocacy efforts. We just want to help our members be stronger in their business and push travel forward.
When you said people are like, oh, you're our advocacy arm, do you feel like they are understanding how they access all of the things that you just said you provide? Because we have similar issues over here in Europe. We have a MPI chapter here, and we have similar issues. Like, we wonder, what do you get out of being a member? And I think it's just unlocking those, here, go this way, you can find these things. Do you think that there's that struggle that you're facing where people just don't know where to go?
Totally, Felicia, 100%. I think it's multitude, right? So we interact a lot with the CEOs within the organizations. And I think sometimes that intimidates others within the organization that they can't interact with us, but that's not the case, right? We have so many different forums for people to interact with us. So yes, we have our DMO's CEO roundtable. We have a research advocacy committee. We have a committee for communication. So we have different subcommittees. I'm building a committee that for people that are passionate in the group space. What this helps us do is it helps us build our agenda. And it helped, like for me, when I'm so new in my role and I'm building out what's important to group as a whole, it gives me a litmus test, right? So I can call people like you, Felicia. I can call people like Rachel and say, I'm working on this. What do you think? You think this will land? Do you think this kind of helps solve what we're trying to do? But you're absolutely right. People don't understand the wealth of information available. I think even the Meetings Means Business Coalition, which is something that is part of U.S. Travel, sometimes people don't associate Meetings Means Business with U.S. Travel. Same with IPW, which is one of our signature events. People don't necessarily correlate U.S. Travel as owning IPW. So there's a wide variety of our resources being available and people not knowing about them, people being hesitant to interact with us, and then just not being aware of the different events and how they fall under U.S. Travel.
Who are your core members? Because I know for us, we say meetings and events industry, and that a lot of times includes procurement, travel, HR. It includes so much more than just like your traditional event planner. The term we're trying to get away from, it's more like event professional or event strategist for us. I feel like they do so much more and it just depends on what's under your role, but I'm sure you have a wide variety of members.
It's all the members of travel, anywhere from airlines to destination management organizations to hoteliers to DMCs. We cover the gamut. And it's interesting, Rachel, you bring up the term event strategist and meetings and events. So my term, my role is group travel. When I first joined, I'm like, man, this is like an antiquated term, like group travel. Shouldn't it be meetings and events? That's what we do. It's MICE in Europe. And when we spoke with our members and I asked them just that question, they said meetings and events limits us. In our different markets, sports is very big. Certainly youth sports, certainly I know brought Orlando back during the pandemic. So they're like, we're focusing on sports. We're focusing on these different things. And when you say meetings and events, that just limits us. When you say group, and group was defined as 10 plus people traveling for a common purpose, it just opens up the doors for us. So I was like, all right, you made me a believer. Group travel, I'm on board. So yes, I'm the VP of group travel for U.S. Travel Association.
Oh man, so even bachelorette could be group travel. I was like, 10 plus, that's so low.
It's a social event, even the Taylor Swift concerts, you count. So
that helps, I think, level set to your membership base for our listeners. You guys do so much that it feels maybe overwhelming when you look at your website. When you actually dig into some of the things that you're doing and just even mentioning Meetings Mean Business and IPW and all these like brand names that you see out there in the industry and GMID, and it's a lot. And you all are doing so much. I feel like you need to claim more credit for all the things that you're doing for the industry.
It's a new time for us. So Jeff, our CEO, has been here for a little over a year. We have some new leadership in play. It's something that we're working towards. We really want to build a best-in-class association. We want people to engage with us. Like Rachel and Felicia, I always say this. It's very true. I'm open to feedback. So my running joke is, if I have spinach in my teeth, you need to tell me. You need to give me that feedback. And if there's feedback that you're like, you're not doing this right, or Ishma, where the heck are you? I needed this. Pick up the phone, call me, right? Email me. We're your association. We're here for you. We want you to engage with us. So whether it's through our different events, whether it's through social, we are your association. We represent the travel industry and we encourage everyone to be engaged with us.
Love that. And we know how important travel is at CVAC. We look after lots of people that are having to look after travel and business transient. But to you, what I heard you say, travel is essential. What does that mean?
Felicia, travel is still seen as this volatile industry. It's seen as a luxury. It's seen as a nice to have. And that's true with like policymakers. It's true with C-suite executives. CFOs find it an easy line item to cut. And what travel unlocks, the experience to connect with one another in person, the experience to connect with a different city, connect with different cultures, that's not replaceable by Zoom, right? Most people, 60% of people turn off their Zoom camera after 27 minutes. Most communication is done through body language. So if you don't have your camera on, you're losing on those messages. You're losing on that feel. Nothing replaces the value of face-to-face. And nothing replaces travel. Travel is essential. And if we take our foot off the gas pedal, we're going to lose traction. And so we're still seen as this volatile industry. 20 years later, this is what we're hearing from our members. 20 years later, people still see us as not an industry. They see us as a volatile industry. And we need to change that perception. In America, there's this thought that manufacturing's king. When we all rally behind manufacturing and talk about manufacturing, travel's our biggest export. And getting people to come to the United States, experience our culture, experience what we have, there's nothing like it. There's nothing that will replace it.
I can relate. Here I am. I'm just a marketer working in my organization. And I had always heard about CVAC Connect, which you guys were talking about earlier. And I'd hear a lot about it's big, it's vast, it's... But until I went and experienced it myself and came to America and drank all that Kool-Aid, there's nothing like it. It like blows you away and just makes you really absorb and take in exactly what the education is, the entertainment. It's definitely essential for me.
And I think being in the same room too, Felicia, right? As adults, face-to-face meetings provide education. They provide that professional experience opportunities for us. It provides that networking. It provides that sense of community that we all need. And being able to connect with your peers, understanding you're not a unicorn that's in a silo and on an island by itself, being able to connect with one another, bounce ideas off of each other. We're humans. We like to be around other humans and play off of each other, which is so essential to us.
So in your new role, I know this wasn't on our list of questions, so sorry if I'm throwing a fastball at you, but in your new role for group travel, what are your kind of main goals? What are you bringing to the industry? Because group travel is such a big piece. You're basically saying you're the new VP of all the meetings and events industry and traveling for those things. Like that's the way I'm reading your role, which is huge. What are you actually doing in your role to your members, but to help the association at large?
So this position, Rachel, was created by, it's Jeff Freeman's vision, because he understood that travel's not a monolith. You have to speak to an international traveler differently than you do a group traveler, differently than you do to a leisure traveler. And he was very clear with me. He said, Ishma, I need you to wake up every day in the morning and think about how to protect and grow group travel. And I said to him, I said, Jeff, good news for you is I did that anyways before you gave me this job. So I've been passionate about group travel for a long time. So no surprise, it's something I wake up in the morning. It's something that I love talking about group travel. But Rachel, you're right. My job is pretty daunting when you take a look at it. It's really to coalesce all the key members of group travel. So that's non-leaders within CVEN. Reggie was on our board previously, and he's always been a staunch supporter of Meetings Means Business. But rallying the troops around the importance of group travel, working with our third-party planners, working with our media, our trade media, working with our destinations, working with our hotels, and just coalescing these key players together, talking about the agenda of how to move group travel together. So they're a little bit of my kitchen cabinet. They're on my litmus test, and I bounce ideas off of them. So right now, I'm 90 days in, and I've already met with 75 people. So I think I'm doing pretty good so far. So I've been doing a lot of listening tours. But the next step really is getting this group together, because there is value in us meeting, coalescing, sharing our ideas on how to move group travel forward, and then building resources to help. So what I've heard overwhelmingly from members is you could give us content, just turnkey content, which is something we do with our toolkit for Global Meetings Industry Day, for example, turnkey content that we can use throughout the year to talk about the value of face-to-face meetings. So we're looking at different resources we can provide. Certainly research needs to be our calling card at US Travel. So what research can we provide our members? So those are just some of the things I have on the docket.
No small feat. I do want to touch on advocacy. I know that's like a one piece of what you all do, but it is really important for our industry is advocating for it. Because I always say this like to my family members, still to this day, I think my dad finally gets it, but it took almost 2 decades to understand what I actually do. And I don't just plan parties. That's maybe 1/10 of it. But I always say like meetings mean business. And when you talk about what meetings mean business means, and just even knowing what the total market of value is that our meetings bring to from a financial standpoint, bringing that to Destination Capitol Hill is one of the things that you all do, right? And even Global Meetings Industry Day, bringing awareness to the importance of events. Like, how does that advocacy arm work and how important it is for you all?
Absolutely. We just wrapped up Destination Capitol Hill, where we had more than 300 travel leaders from all 50 states, DC and Puerto Rico, join us to help educate policymakers about the power of travel. And Rachel and Felicia, advocacy is not a one-day venture. It's something that needs to happen year-round. So we encourage all of our members, we encourage everyone listening to the podcast, reach out to your local policymakers, really help them understand our industry and what our industry brings, what our industry means to you. So our theme for GMID this year is Meetings Matter. And so what do meetings matter to you is something that I would encourage everyone to stress to their policymakers, because advocacy is not a one-day thing. And when we talk about Meetings Means Business, when we talk about meetings, the meetings industry is larger than both fashion and automobile. What we bring to the communities at large and the economic value that we bring is unparalleled and unmatched.
I think GMID last year, or GMID, I feel like everyone says it differently. Global Meetings Industry Day, all the things. I think there's 100 events that go on. I know that the official stat's 70, but I know there's more that people probably don't report on. And that was just last year. And this year, I feel like every year it gains more and more traction. People that are in the MICE space or in the meetings and events industry at large are hashtagging on that day. They're doing other things. Maybe they're just doing a webinar, but that still counts as something that they're doing towards this. It's incredible.
It is. And so, Rachel, we would encourage everyone to engage in the day, report your activity. By reporting your activity, you help U.S. Travel have visibility into those events, and so we can amplify the reach of your events, and so we can include it on our messaging channels and help provide information on our different channels as well. But we encourage you to get involved with Global Meetings Industry Day. I remember, Rachel and Felicia, when Global Meetings Industry Day was NAMID, North American Meetings Industry Day, and Mike Massari came into our office at Caesars and said, "Marketing team, U.S. Travel has this initiative for the group market. It's called North American Meetings Industry Day. This is the day." All right. We were like, can we get a little bit more, boss? I remember that first day of celebrating NAMID, activating it on right in front of the High Roller and the different events we did. And Las Vegas, we really collaborated and we were like, this goes beyond MGM, Caesars, Venetian. This is about the good of the industry. And it was a unique meeting because you had Chandra Allison, you had Mike Massari, and you had Mike Dominguez at MGM at that time, all sitting at the same table, talking about the value of meetings and what we were going to do. And that's powerful to have these great minds in Las Vegas at that time talk about the value of the industry. So Meetings Means Business, just it gives us an opportunity to talk about ourselves as an industry, which is so essential. For so many years, we didn't realize we were an industry. We didn't realize the impact we had, and it caught us flat-footed. We went through that situation when President Obama made a comment in 2008 about the frivolous meeting spend. We were caught as an industry without any talking points, without any speaking points about the value that we provide and the economic impact that we make. We're lucky that we don't have that situation. Nobody is attacking meetings, but the best offense is, what is it? I'm so bad at sports analogies, but...
Best offense is a good defense. Is that right?
Best offense is a good defense. Okay.
I was at a financial company in 2008 when meetings and events were the antichrist. It was like, this is what's destroying our economy. And it was like an attack on our industry. And I remember like half of our organization from the marketing side was let go because obviously there was the crash. But then it was almost like an attack on travel and on meetings. This is going to help us rebuild. And I think for all the bad things we'll say, COVID was horrible, but COVID did prove that we need this to keep our economy going. We need travel. We need meetings and events. We need face-to-face. We need experiences to drive business. And so like these two like horrible situations, we had one on one side being this was horrible for, we were being attacked. And then on the other side, people were like, this is actually really important. So that dichotomy was just so interesting. But that's why I think advocacy and being prepared and having those talking points, arming the industry with it, so that when you are talking to your parents at the dinner table or your aunt who has no idea what a meeting or an event or an incentive travel is, you can actually speak to the bigger impact, right, that it brings.
And I would add, especially in this day and age where everything's so doctored, where you have Photoshopped images and you have things coming out of AI, events have become that tangible asset for you to really attend and like you experience things in real life. So I would say like I had a customer client who had a meeting and I asked, well, what's the importance of meeting in person? And she goes, there's no such thing as a virtual beer. And I said, I can't use that, but oh my God, that's 100% spot on.
We had this recently, we've been talking about AI. We hate to bring AI into every single conversation, but one of our speakers was saying 40% of people in the world are going to vote this year, which is insane. Like it's 2 billion or something because there's voting happening all across the world. And actually the only reality you can get, just like you said, is at a meeting, at a rally, at an event where you know that person said what they said. And you can say that is true because I was there, I heard it. Once it starts circulating the internet, hey, who knows in this day and age, but to come together and have that reality and be galvanized by the people that are next to you and say, yeah, this is the way I want to go. you won't get that at anything else than coming together.
It's those authentic experiences that we pride ourselves on in the industry. And I would say as Meetings Means Business, and what we were really key at during that time was we unified the industry, right? We rallied together, we all united, and we all sang from the same song sheet, which is so important, right? So now you have a consistent message that everyone is saying, no matter where in the country you're from or where in the world you're from. But we came together and said, we are an industry. This is what we do. This is our importance. And Felicia and Rachel, I would love for Global Meetings Industry Day to take it a step forward, right? Yes, we celebrate each other as an industry, but I want my next door neighbor, Bob, to understand that when a citywide's in town, that's why he's making his month's rent in one night through the tips he's receiving at the restaurant. Like, I want people to understand. I want my mom to finally understand what I do for a living. That would just make my life a lot easier.
I think you're right. The one step forward is educating all the fringe industries too, and the government to understand like how much. I think you doing advocacy with U.S. Travel Association helps the government understand, but we got to keep beating that drum for that to happen.
I was just going to chime in, Rachel, but at the Super Bowl, when the halftime show happens, one of my most passionate items is the halftime show itself. So like when Rihanna's on like those clouds and the rigging that takes place and how they turn that stadium around so quickly. And so when I was interviewing with Jeff, I brought this up and I said, I want to talk. That's important from the group side. I want Good Morning America to cover that. And Jeff looked at me and he said, Ishmael, you're not a sports fan, are you? I said, well, I wouldn't say that. But yeah, I'm really passionate about groups. So that's what gets my mind rigging, right? So like when you saw Usher during the halftime show at Allegiant Stadium, that's what I was thinking about. The fact that Las Vegas was hosting this show with all the hotels connected and the rigging and all that, that's what my mind was.
They're broadcasting this football game.
There's a little feel like the football game, Ishmael. It's not just all about, yeah.
No, it was the Usher concert.
It was the Usher concert, yep.
There was just like a little bit of football in between. I want to talk about events really quick, and then we can talk trends for our group here. But you all just put a press release out that you just hired a SVP of events, which is exciting. My event peeps will love when we see these higher title positions going up, because events are strategic and they are driving business. So just with your group travel new title and this new person coming in, can you give us more insight to your events program? I know we touched on IPW, but I know you all are committed to events importance. Can you touch a little bit on that?
Absolutely. No, events are core to U.S. travel. So IPW and SDR are part of our foundation, and we're thrilled to have Amy Gable join us. She is a rock star. She just brings innovation, collaboration. And really, Amy was brought on to really look at the current events that we have and see how we can innovate them. How can we make them better? Let's not just do things the way we've done them. Let's see how we can turn this up on its head, see how we can increase the different offerings we have for the people attending. What education can we have? How can we simplify messages? And so she's been looking at our current portfolio, and God bless her. She's 15 days in and she's already integral with the team, and she's on a site visit right now. And she just works with all of us collaboratively to see the forest through the trees and help us look at different innovative solutions, not only for the events we have, but the events we may have in the future.
Amazing. I just love the roles and the seniority of the roles. Like Rachel said, that is so important. So people have a voice that are meeting professionals, like we said, events professionals, and not just, hey, you're planning small weddings or something. It has to have real view that they are strategic, they are senior, they're at the table and making good decisions.
I have to meet her, because I feel like the people that come into companies and breathe innovation into events are really important to our industry. I'm going to say it because maybe some of our listeners are thinking it. Association events can become stale sometimes, and it's important to keep a pulse on what your members want. And it's important to keep a pulse on what the industry wants. I'm not saying, I think IPW does a great job. We're, you guys were in San Antonio before CVET Connect, and we're looking at a lot of the things that IPW did. And I think breathing that innovation for an association is really important, because you want your members to be happy. You want people to keep coming back. And if you just do the same thing every time, then that's not great. Amy is her name, right? So I'm excited to see what Amy does next for you all.
Amy's just a powerhouse. She's already trucking. And you said it right. As an association, something Jeff challenges us with, it's what our executive leadership challenges us with, we have to be flexible and nimble and innovative. people invest a lot of time when they come to our events. We need to make it worth their while. And when people don't come to our events, they need to have FOMO. Oh my God, I can't believe I missed that event from US Travel. So we are an association, but we want to be first in class. We want to be best in class. And I will tell you, our executive leadership team challenges us and they're like, future state, let's change this thinking. You can't think the same way. We've done this the same way 25 years, the same way. Let's look at it differently. How can we change it? There's always areas of opportunity.
Yeah, and that's so important. And as we round out this podcast, just thinking about you being a trailblazers and leading the way, people are often looking to you for trends. They want to know what's coming, what's next, what's new. So what are you hearing from your members around the trends in travel?
So the travel trends that we're hearing from, Felicia, from our members and what we're seeing, when the travel industry thrives, America thrives. In 2023, travelers in the United States directly spent $1.3 trillion, which produced an economic footprint of $2.8 trillion and supported more than 15 million American jobs. And in the meetings and events space, travel contributed $119 billion in spending to the U.S. economy in 2023. And that's about that recovered to 2019, though.
I hear you. You've been saying that travel's essential, it's important, but when you put it into those numbers, and this is what I was saying about being strategic, to be able to put those numbers in front of somebody, in front of your board, in front of your CEOs and say, it is important that we travel because it brings in revenue, it brings in money. And I know you gave us stats there for America, but that is worldwide. That is essential for everybody across the globe. So amazing stats.
I just love that we're back and we're traveling again. So that's great. And thank you, Ishma, for joining. Any other final parting words or what should we be looking out for you? I feel like I'm going to follow you on LinkedIn and look out for all the cool updates coming out for your events program, but also group travel and all the great things that you're going to do for that industry.
Thank you for this opportunity, Rachel and Felicia. Thank you for your listeners for the time. I would say please engage with US Travel. Subscribe to our newsletters, visit our social channels, engage with our content there. We're your association. So we want to make sure that we're serving you. We're here for your needs. I am looking forward to Global Meetings Industry Day tomorrow and looking forward to seeing how everyone celebrates that day. So I look forward to seeing everyone's posts. And then after that, we have National Travel and Tourism Week. So we would encourage everyone to participate in that. And I would just say engage. We're your industry. We're your association. And we have to make a voice and we have to stand together.
Amazing. And we'll link to all this. I know that US Travel Association has great links for GMID toolkits and just more information on what they do on Capitol Hill. Obviously, you can connect with Ishma on LinkedIn and follow all the amazing things that she and her team are doing. But thanks for joining us today. I learned a lot. I feel like I love doing these podcasts because we learn so much.
And can I just say, Ishma, you are super passionate. I feel like I've left this feeling like, yeah, it is important. Thank you so much. It's pretty cool.
I definitely do. So if you've heard me, I know at Visit Orlando, I would have to give like soapbox talks about the group travel industry and like our poor advertising agency. They heard it from me on like a soapbox so many times, like we're larger than fashion, we're larger than automobile. And so I've been doing this spiel for a little bit.
Well, we love it. Keep going. Keep that passion up because I think it really does impact all of us. So thank you again. And to our listeners, we'll see you next time.
Thanks for hanging out with us on Great Events, a podcast by Cvent. If you've been enjoying our podcast, make sure to hit that subscribe button so you never miss an episode.
And you can also help fellow event professionals and marketers just like you discover great events by leaving us a rating on Apple, Spotify, or your preferred podcast platform.
Stay connected with us on all your socials for behind-the-scenes content, updates, and some extra doses of inspiration.
Got a burning question or an epic story to share? We want to hear from you. Find us on LinkedIn and send us a DM or drop us a note at greatevents@cvent.com.
And a big thanks to our amazing listeners, our guest speakers, and the incredible team behind the scenes. Remember, every great event includes great people.
And that's a wrap. Keep creating, keep innovating, and keep joining us as we redefine how to make events great.